This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. Today, once again, joining us is Dr. Ellen Cutler, a best-selling author and an internationally recognized teacher, public speaker, and media spokesperson. Her books include Micro Miracles, Discover the Healing Power of Enzymes, now available in a revised expanded edition. She has a chiropractic degree and specializes in the use of desensitization of food and other sensitivities, gentle detoxification, and enzyme and nutritional therapies for chronic conditions that have perplexed the conventional medical establishment. This is all addressed in her revolutionary healing technique, ECM, or the Ellen Cutler Method, available at the website at drellencutler.com. And Dr. Cutler, thanks for joining us once again.
Great to be back. Happy to be with you today.
Yeah, appreciate your time. Looking forward to hearing from you once again. So if you would, for starters, provide an overview of how enzyme therapy, as detailed in your book, Micro Miracles, plays a crucial role in lowering the risk of heart disease, first of all, and also how do enzymes contribute to heart health, and can you share any success stories from individuals who have benefited from this approach? I think that would be a great place to kick things off here today.
Yes, well, my motto is it's not just what you eat, it's what you digest and what you absorb. So this is something I have seen in my practice. I've been in practice for almost 4.5 decades, working with enzymes and working with chronic health issues, and also, most important, wellness and preventing it too. And many people have come to me over the years with all kinds of different maladies, and certainly some cardiovascular issues, particularly like hypertension or arrhythmias, or a family genetic history of heart disease. And I have seen that it's, you know, a lot of people take all kinds of different supplements, but again, you forget that the most important thing is what's the end of your fork, what are you eating? And again, what you're digesting. When you digest your food optimally, you're utilizing those nutrients in the foods that support heart health as well as overall health and anti-aging. This is explained in my book, very detailed of what enzymes do and the different kinds of enzymes. So most often, there are very few exceptions. I recommend taking a full spectrum digestive enzyme with each meal, or at least one big meal a day, and you will see the benefits in many areas, and heart disease is one of them, and I talk about that a lot in my book. So for example, people who are dealing with maybe some increased cholesterol or other lipids, by, of course, some dietary recommendations, but digesting the good food, all the good vegetables they should be eating, and breaking them down and utilizing all those minerals, support heart health and support other things like, you know, helping lower the cholesterol, lowering the lipids, and controlling your hypertension. And it also, which is interesting too, it also helps you not crave food. So a lot of people say, well, I crave these sugars, I crave these carbs. When you digest your food, you become more satiated. And people are talking about that with all the new drugs out there for weight loss, Ozempic. But digestive enzymes are a secret that people should know. They help your body stop craving. So they also help with weight loss. And believe it or not, weight is probably the number one cause of hypertension. So I have seen that many, many stories, many case histories in my book are told about how I help people with things like even arrhythmia. Some foods you're sensitive to can be helped by digesting that food, or intolerant to that food. Digesting it can help you make more tolerant to the food. People sometimes say, well, I have trouble with fiber. I can't eat it because I get bloated. Taking a good full spectrum digestive enzyme can help you digest all that good fiber food so you feel good and you benefit from the fiber.
Really do appreciate the thorough response there. That is most helpful, and I'm sure you have gotten the attention of the audience tuning in as well. Now, in your Ellen Cutler Method, or ECM, you emphasize organ-specific detoxification, enzymes, nutrition, and energetic desensitization. Could you explain how each of these components work together to improve heart health? Additionally, are there specific dietary recommendations within ECM that listeners can adopt to enhance their cardiovascular well-being?
Yes. Well, the ECM work I started many, many years ago, looking at specific, what are the underlying causes of some of these symptoms? People go to cardiologists, so they go to their doctors, and they tell them you have a disease. Well, the ECM doesn't look at disease, it looks at the person. What are your symptoms? What are you experiencing? And there are three parts to it. It's looking at how the body detoxifies and which organs. So if your body's lacking in detoxifying, let's say with the kidneys or the lymph or the skin or the lungs or the colon, it will definitely affect other organs, specifically cardiovascular, for sure. So I look at which organ your body needs to detoxify, which one is focus, what we should focus on. Other parts of the ECM work is looking how you digest, looking at your nutrition. And yes, I am a raw vegan myself. So I highly recommend vegan. If not, maybe 70 to 75% of your food should be vegetables, should be a vegan diet, whole plant food diet. I highly recommend that. There is no reason why people can't do that. And the third part of the ECM, which is what brings people from all over the world to work with me or to work with other ECM practitioners, is you can be reactive to different foods. You can be reactive to different items like pathogens in your body. You could be reactive to even people or emotions. What the ECM is to detect that. So let's say you came into me, somebody comes in with hypertension, for example, which is so common, even in young people now. I look at what are the underlying reactivities, what is causing the hypertension. It's not a lack of that drug. There are other things. It doesn't mean I would take you off a drug. I don't do that. That's not what ECM is about. But I look at what are the underlying causes of it. And it could be emotions. It could be a virus that you still are reacting to. It could be foods that you're sensitive to, or it could be trauma in your life too, or it could be that there's maybe a neurotransmitter, or you're not digesting your protein properly, you're not digesting your carbs properly. That's everything I look at. Based on that, I will recommend an enzyme and recommend doing some ECM clearing. We desensitize you, and you can do this at home, and I teach people how to do it at home, to those different reactivities. And that's how I work with people that have cardiovascular issues or other issues too. But it's interesting too, is that when you have cardiovascular, you just have other things as well. You know, it's not just one thing. I find other things too that are going on too. Maybe there's kidney issues, or maybe you're not digesting well, or you're not eliminating, your colon is backed up and you're constipated and you never really told anybody about that, or you're having trouble losing weight. You know, there are other things that are probably, that's what the ECM, there is no other technique that is so detailed like this that exists truly. That's why I need more ECM practitioners, and I teach. So if people are interested, please go to my website, sign up so you can learn how to do it. I'm teaching everyone now, not just health practitioners.
Excellent. And once again, helpful information. Now, given the prevalence of heart disease and its impact on both men and women, if you would highlight any key differences or considerations in implementing enzyme therapy and lifestyle changes for heart health in women, and are there specific challenges or benefits that women might experience in comparison to men?
Yes, well, you know, it is true that when women go through menopause and their estrogen is diminished, you have a more tendency to heart disease. Estrogen is, with women, it helps prevent heart disease. So when that drops, your body needs to look at other things too. So again, how you digest your food, what you're eating, more vegetables, reduce the amount of animal products, I believe is very important too in preventing and working with anybody that has heart disease. And that's something that other doctors have written about also as well that I recommend people read, as well as what I have written in my books too. Exercise is really important. Absolutely, I am highly, that's one of the things I recommend is exercise. There are so many things out there. There are so many free apps that you can do. I myself have a Peloton. I do it every day. I got it when the pandemic, so I wouldn't have to go to a gym, and I love it. It's been amazing for me. I'd recommend it to probably 30 other patients who use it as well too. So if exercise, a healthy state of mind, learning about mindfulness, learning about some meditation, if you've never meditated, even if you start out with 5-10 minutes, there are so many. Jack Kornfield, who is one of my patients, has a testimonial on my website. He has so many meditations and that you could look at, that you could follow, that are so helpful. So those are the things that are really important. Again, digestion is key, the microbiome, and we have microbiomes in all the body. We have an oral microbiome, we have the heart microbiome, we have the skin microbiome, we have the gut microbiome. They're all important. And enzymes can help keep them happy and balanced, as well as the circadian rhythm, because sleep is an issue too. And women who go through menopause sometimes have trouble sleeping. Digesting your food, eating, don't eat so late at night, avoid the sugars, avoid alcohol too, will help with sleep. So all of those overall are predominantly key areas, key points for healthy heart, cardiovascular health.
Really do appreciate your visit with us. Once again, we're speaking with Dr. Ellen Cutler, a chiropractor that specializes in the use of desensitization of food and other sensitivities, gentle detoxification, and enzyme and nutritional therapies for chronic conditions that have perplexed the conventional medical establishment. And she's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Health News Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on, your approach to heart disease prevention suggests a potential reduction of elimination of dependence on medications. Could you elaborate on how enzyme therapy in your program may complement or replace conventional medications for conditions like high blood pressure and high cholesterol? And also, what advice do you have for individuals currently on medication but looking to explore alternative approaches? I'm sure listeners would appreciate hearing from you in those regards.
Yes. And again, I don't take people off medication, and enzymes do not conflict at all with any medications, which is wonderful, because sometimes other supplements will, especially people that may be on blood thinners, et cetera. Enzymes are fine. They are completely safe. And again, there's no conflict with it. And I, again, look at what the underlying factors. And what's also different about what I do is it's tailored to the person. So I could have 4 people come in with hypertension, and I will find a whole different scenario of what is the underlying cause of their hypertension. One might be their foods and they're not digesting their foods. The other might be they're sensitive to foods. The other might be that maybe there's this Epstein-Barr virus that's still hanging out, they're still reacting to, that I have found, yes, can cause high blood pressure. And then there's the other one that has emotional trauma, emotional stress, it's all building up, which is very common since the pandemic in all age groups too, that might be contributing. And somebody might have all of them, or some things that I would never even think of. And sometimes, more often than not, people are sensitive to the medication. It's not so much the medication itself, but it's the excipients or fillers or the dyes that are in that medication. And ECM has a way of desensitizing you to that medication so that it might even work better with very little or much less side effects too. So again, and I honestly, the most important is what you are eating, and eating too much and looking at the foods and chewing your food well. And that's what digestive enzyme supports, is good chewing, because the more you chew, the more your digestive saliva, your enzymes are activated and help you process and metabolize all those good foods. So living a healthy lifestyle, you know, no one's going to do it every day. Nobody's perfect. If you could do it 4 days a week, that's going to make a huge difference in your life, you know. And if you can't exercise every day, 3 to 4 days a week are important. Just get up and even walk a little bit. It makes a big difference. They say sitting is like smoking. So sitting for too long without getting up and walking around is not good. So these little things, I think, could help you. And I hope that helps you this morning with looking at cardiovascular health in other ways besides just, again, that I need this medication, because it's a little bit, there's a lot more to it, as other areas in the body, other conditions as well.
Good stuff. Really do appreciate your feedback and information on that as well. As we conclude, and lastly, as we focus on Heart Month, what actionable steps or lifestyle changes can listeners take to immediately start improving their heart health? And are there simple yet effective practices or habits that you recommend for someone looking to proactively reduce the risk of heart disease based on your expertise in enzyme therapy and the ECM?
Yes. You know, many people have gut problems and they don't think about it or they don't talk about it. Look at, take a digestive enzyme. I have some suggestions on my website. Visit. I have so much information. I have tons of newsletters. People will enjoy reading about it too. That, again, 70% of your diet should be vegetables, should be a vegan diet for sure. Remember to exercise is very important too. Breathe. Just learn about mindfulness, because everybody has stress in their life. Learning how to look at it and be mindful of it rather than it getting you all physically stressed out can make a difference in your whole life and the rest of your life. And this is for young people as well as you getting older too. And then one more thing, on my website, I have a really good way to jumpstart a new diet or jumpstart a new lifestyle. I have a detox enzyme weight loss management program that you can do. I even have examples of different puddings and stuff that you can make with it. You'll love it. People are loving it. That's a great way to jumpstart a new lifestyle. So if you want to do that for spring, highly recommend you look at my website. You'll really appreciate it. And remember, the digestive enzyme is key. That's my passion for sure.
Dr. Cutler, if you would, hit that website where listeners can get further details and take action accordingly. Where's the best place online to do so?
Yes, the website is drellencutler.com, and my Facebook page is MicroMiracles, and Instagram is Dr. Ellen Cutler, but I have a lot on my website, drellencutler.com. Read it, learn about it, listen to those testimonials. You'll be very much impressed and motivated to take your digestive enzyme each meal.
And of course, as always, listeners, you can find that link within the show notes of this broadcast as well. Dr. Cutler, all the best, and we thank you once again for spending a moment with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Have a great day.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Dr. Ellen Cutler, a chiropractor that specializes in the use of desensitization of food and other sensitivities, gentle detoxification and enzyme and nutritional therapies for chronic conditions that have perplexed the conventional medical establishments. And for all the details, visit drellencutler.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.